The following is a presentation of Radio Alabama Sports. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited.
This is the Star Physical Therapy Tip-Off Show. Star Physical Therapy, where you don't have to be a star to be treated like one.
The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. We have just been watching on Facebook and YouTube, if you've been joining with us, the varsity girls thump the Lincoln Golden Bears. And it was close in the first period, 16-14 advantage for Lincoln. But since that moment in the second period when the fresh legs came back in for the Lady Aggies, it was all domination for the Silicaga girls. And that was a fun game to watch with Hayden Epperson. Now taking over on the color desk for me is Alex Bauman here to call some varsity boys basketball. And we are both still live on the Aggie Sports Network on Facebook and YouTube, but also thanks for listening to us on Mix 106.5, the home of the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network, as we're about to watch the final showdown of the evening between Silicaga and Lincoln, the varsity boys squaring off. And Silicaga, they've been on quite a hot streak here, 13-2 on the season. They do have a loss to Ben Russell right before Christmas, but it's a lot of wins in a row over the season throughout the year. I mean, just win, 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 win. I'm seeing a lot of them chalk up the 13-2 record for head coach Joel Jones' boys. Meanwhile, Lincoln, it has not gone quite the same way throughout the season. No hard feelings to anybody from Lincoln if you're listening. And I've seen a lot of good Lincoln basketball teams throughout the years. And I think in the next couple years, this team's going to turn around. But it has not gone their way so far this year. 1-11 on the year for Lincoln. Their win coming over Cedar Bluff throughout the year, but since then, not gone so well. They do have a loss to Silicaga earlier in the year. They played on December the 6th, 68-47. So, Alex, you've seen more Silicaga boys games than I have this year. I want you to talk about what have Silicaga been doing right throughout this year, and what in the world does Lincoln have to do tonight to turn their fortunes around?
Well, as Silicaga done as well all basketball year has been turning people over and getting that, turning that into offense. And they've done that really well throughout the season in their wins. That's been the key to their success under Joel Jones, is he wants to turn you over, get that ball on the fast break, and go kind of like Victor Smith with the girls in that last game against the Golden Bears, where they were turning you over, and then within a split second, they were down the court and laying that ball up at the goal. So that's what the key for Silicaga has been all season, is turning you over and getting those easy 2 points at the rim. But as of lately, they've been shooting the three ball really well, and that's something that Joel Jones has been wanting to really develop for this team going forward, is really developing their game from the three-point line. If they can continue that from what they had over Christmas, before Christmas break, that'll be good for Silicaga.
Yeah, in the girls' game, the girls are moving so fast in transition, it's as if they were skipping ahead. It's like they were teleporting or something. It's incredible what I was witnessing, and Hayden commented on it multiple times, how good they were. The Aggies are looking to do the same tonight. The Aggies coming off a 5-point win over Winterboro last night, and they've got to keep this train chugging on the tracks here, but they do have competition ahead of them in Lincoln. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, tip-off here from Nichols Lawson between Silicaga and Lincoln on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Experience leadership that truly echoes the heart of Coosa Valley. Ben Robbins is an accomplished attorney specializing in real estate, estates, and business law. Voted Coosa Valley's best attorney, Ben is not only a legal expert, but also a dedicated community champion. He actively supports our farmers, stands strong with our veterans, and engages in local initiatives like the Rotary Club and Habitat for Humanity. For Ben, it's all about nurturing the community spirit, supporting our schools, and cheering on local high school sports. When you are in need of real estate or business legal help, call attorney Ben Robbins at 256-346-6493.
Stop by or drive through today. Marble City Pharmacy in Silicaga offers fast, friendly service and a convenient drive-through to get what you need quickly. From prescriptions to over-the-counter medications for cold and flu season, they've got you covered. Whatever your needs, they're ready to help. Marble City Pharmacy, here for life. Visit them today at 264 Fort William Street in Sylacauga.
Stuck on the road? Merkel's Anytime Towing offers light, medium, and heavy-duty towing and recovery in Shelby and Talladega counties. Need a jump start or a tire change? We've got you covered 24/7. In case of an accident, make sure to tell the officer that you want Merkel's Anytime Towing to tow your car. Trust the name that's always right there when you need it. Merkel's Anytime Towing, the first choice in towing and roadside assistance. Visit us online anytime at merkelsanytimetowing.com.
Gear up for deer hunting with Oak Grove Feed and Tack. They have what you need to make sure you bring trophies home this season. Voted best of the Coosa Valley. Oak Grove Feed and Tack on Highway 280.
This is Sylacauga High School Basketball on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Presented by Allen Oil Company, Coosa Valley Medical Center, and Radio Alabama Sports. Sponsored by Star Physical Therapy, Marble City Pharmacy, Wright Tire and Service, State Farm Insurance Agent Albia Steers, Majestic Caverns, Central Alabama Community College, Walker Glass, Donahue Physical Therapy, Farmers Home Furniture, Moland Paint and Body, Oak Grove Feed and Tack, Sylacauga Parks and Recreation, Coosa Valley Recycling, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Attorney Ben Robbins, Van Sant Hardware, Sarah Nissan Honda and Ford of Sylacauga, Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce, Alta Point Health, Sylacauga Health and Rehab Services, Omya, Rudd's Car Wash, Marble City Plumbing, La Pinata Mexican Grill, Ricky Deason Insurance and Investments, and Merkel's Anytime Towing. Now, here is the voice of Sylacauga High School Athletics, Jeremy Law.
Welcome to Sylacauga Aggie Basketball. We'll have the starting lineups brought to you by PA announcer Brett Ashley here in just a moment as he brings them to you. I believe he's just getting ready to do that. The squads are lining up, and yeah, here he comes with it. Brett Ashley here giving you the starting lineups. Well, I thought we were going to bring you the starting lineup, not just yet. But Alex, as the squads are getting ready to come out here, we talked about how the Aggies have been playing so far. We talked about what Lincoln needs to do. You got some keys to the game for us. What are the keys to the game for Sylacauga tonight against Lincoln?
For Sylacauga, they're going to have mental toughness. This is their second straight game on a back-to-back since a 14-day break they had over Christmas. So they've got to have mental toughness, especially in that close game they played against Winterboro last night for that five-point victory. Didn't play particularly well. Joel Jones wasn't happy with the effort they gave. But you got to have mental toughness, bounce back from that, and play the way you were playing before Christmas break. So you got to have mental toughness and battle back and play Sylacauga basketball the way Joel Jones wants them to. And then forcing turnovers and limiting their own turnovers. In their losses this year to Carver Montgomery and Benjamin Russell, turnovers were killer for the Sylacauga Aggies. So if they don't turn the ball over here and come out with a win, that'll be the key for them.
Starting lineups for the Aggies, Jordan Roberson, number 0. Aiden Crow, number 1. Number 2, Corbin Patterson. Number 4, Eric O'Neill. And number 5, C.J. Franklin, your starting five tonight. A starting five that is 13-2 on the season with only a loss to 7A Carver in the Pelham tournament and a loss at Benjamin Russell. They won here against Benjamin Russell with a three-pointer near the end by Jordan Roberson in the closing seconds. That was a huge win. And we knew it was going to be tough to go face the likes of C.D. Morgan and company at Ben Russell, but to be 13-2 in January is quite a testament to this Sylacauga team.
especially in her first year coaching Coach Joel Jones. They've done an amazing job really rallying around their first year head coach in a unfamiliar arena in the middle school arena.
Yeah, not the place that these players thought they'd be playing in this year, but they've made it their home as Aiden Crowell win the tip-off. Quickly, C.J. Franklin drives to the lane. He's going to miss the jumper, but rebound by Eric O'Neill. And now the Aggies will reset in more traditional offense here. C.J. Franklin drives to his left in the lane. Goes for the lay-in. It rolls off the rim, and it's going to be rebounded here by number 12 up to zero. That's Jamichael Ellis, but he's got three Aggies around him, and he touches the ball last, and a quick turnover for Lincoln.
Well, Lincoln tried to do what Silicaga likes to do, get that rebound and push it right up the court, but they push it up into three Aggie defenders and just quickly turn that ball over, which Silicaga is going to do to them all night.
There's a good pass by Braden Palmore after the rebound, but just couldn't finish at the lane. Now Aggie's dealing with the press, throwing it across court here, but it's going to be intercepted by Amari Bell, but then right back to C.J. Franklin, and now he's got a transition bucket, doesn't have to worry about anybody, and the first 2 points of the game go to the Aggies. Lincoln trying to inbound, got to watch this 5 seconds, and they can't. Eric O'Neill with the steal and the bucket.
Playing right into Silicaga's hand, the pace of this game is really favoring them right now.
And another turnover committed by Lincoln as Richard Turner was trying to inbound, but he stepped over the line before he threw it in. 4-0 Aggies here in the first minute. O'Neill at the top of the key, he'll drive left. Finishes strong, but no contact called, no foul, and it's rebound by Lincoln. Braden Kelly with the ball. Palmore into Bell. Bell has position, and he finishes strong over O'Neill. First 2 points of the game for Lincoln. The Aggies try to go down the floor quick, but Franklin overthrows O'Neill.
Have six early turnovers between Silicaga and Lincoln. Lincoln with four and Silicaga with two. And Joel Jones is not happy with that last turnover from the Silicaga Aggies.
Gabe Harrell checks into the game, number three. And the Aggies will keep the press going, but Kelly and company, he goes behind the back to try to get around it. He will get into the half court. Bush is inside, and he's going to be fouled. Foul on O'Neill. And the first foul of the game goes against the Aggies, and it'll send Kelly to the line for two. And talking with David McCurley, he said, you know, watching this Lincoln team, Braden Kelly, point guard for Lincoln, is a very talented player, a senior. I'm sure he's not happy with how the season's gone so far, but a win over the Aggies tonight would turn everything around for them quickly, and the Aggies got to make sure they can defend home court. Kelly makes the first free throw. Second one's good as well. And the Golden Bears tie it up 4-4. O'Neill. Over to Patterson. Patterson drives. Kicks it out. Wide open Roberson. The three is short. Rebound O'Neill, and it's smacked away by Bell. Going to be out of play off of Bell last. I'll tell you what, Bell is a pretty tall, long threat down low, and we've seen him finish here on the offensive end and then a great block shot.
You can already tell it's going to be a battle down there getting rebounds. Josh Spears not in the game right now, but he's going to battle with Bell to get those boards.
Patterson gets the inbound, thinks about the three, decides not to. Now Crow from the left baseline pushes it to the right wing for Roberson. Shot is blocked, and then I think Roberson – I'm not sure. Roberson clearly didn't want to shoot that ball, but I think either he was thinking about passing it or it slipped out of his hands, but then it was blocked. He was able to regather it, and then he's fouled as he's going for it. First foul on Lincoln.
Weird-looking shot, almost like he tried to not get a double dribble.
This time he'll push the issue inside. Bell once again inside. Second block of the game for him. Kelly slows it down. Looking to his right. Look for a cut to Palmore. It's not there. And now a long range two for Jamichael Ellis is good. And Lincoln takes a 2-point lead here. Just like the girls did, they're making some shots early. Aggies try to go inside and pass to Crow, but it's off the mark from Patterson. Crow can't handle it. And it'll be Lincoln ball. Yeah, I thought that was a long range two. I'm pretty sure the referee signaled two, but I see a three. It's 7-4 on the scoreboard. I'm not quite sure about that. That ball is going to come off hard off Patterson. It's going to go out of play with a weird, awkward backspin to it. Almost came over and hit us, Alex. You ready? You got active hands over here?
Basketball player, so I got to have active hands, man.
You got to have active hands playing our commercials and making sure our graphics look good. And the score's been corrected on the scoreboard. It's 6-4 Lincoln. 5:09 remaining as Kelly will take it in the backcourt and bring it up. Josh Spear working hard defensively against Bell. Ball gets forced back outside to Kelly. Now Kelly drives to his left, defended by Spear, and he's going to lay it in over Spear. And Lincoln. What a start so far for Lincoln, up 8-4. And Eric O'Neill trying to push through, and it's going to be stolen away. Jamichael Ellis finds Kelly. Kelly looking to move quickly. Gets a screen, goes inside now, passes it off to Turner, and Turner finishes strong. Lincoln 10, Sylacauga 4. Another pass attempt from O'Neill, stolen away by Kelly. He was trying to find Spear on a bounce pass in transition.
Well, this is the recipe for disaster for Sylacauga. Turning the ball over is what cost them their game against Benjamin Russell and Carver Montgomery. It's happening right now.
Turner back to Kelly. Kelly gets the roll, and it's 12-4. The last 12 points scored by Lincoln. Roberson over to Patterson on the left wing. Spear left baseline, bounces inside to O'Neill. O'Neill working against Bell. Kicks it out to Roberson. Roberson drives high off the backboard, almost hit the stanchion, and then it comes to O'Neill, and it's good. Offensive rebounding for the Aggies works. Best offense so far we've seen the last few minutes. And the Aggies are going to get a steal on the press. Here's a three from the corner for Patterson. It's good. Huge three. Aggies with 5 quick points. Cut the lead to 3. And here's another steal. Not able to cleanly pass the ball to the inside cutter. Now Spear jump stop. Passes it back out to O'Neill on the left. We'll reset at the top right with Patterson. Patterson to O'Neill. And that one rolls around the rim and good, and the Aggies finding their mojo again here.
Eric O'Neill has done a great job being the offensive initiator for the Aggies right now. Not many people are getting their shots to fall, but Eric O'Neill's getting the offensive rebounds, putting those shots up, making them when he needs to. He's also up to 4 steals early in the first quarter. So we had C.J. Franklin about a month ago get 7 steals in the game. Eric O'Neill's over halfway there. Might see the record this year be broken of 7 steals in a game.
Oh, we don't want to steal your time away. We're going to have to take a quick break here. The Lincoln visiting Golden Bears leading 12-11 here. We'll take a very short break and be right back on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Hillaby Storage Buildings, Modular Storage Buildings, Greenhouses, Storm Shelters, and more. Turn to Storage Nuts in Childersburg. Storage Nuts has a solution for all of your storage needs, no matter your size or budget. StorageNuts.com.
This is Coach Chris Smelly, and you are listening to the Aggie Sports Network, the official broadcast partner of Sylacauga Athletics.
Lincoln with the ball. Kelly coming up, 2:40 remaining, and a 1-point lead for the Golden Bears here at Nichols Lawson. That shot by Kelly is going to hit nothing. Rebounded by Spear. Now Harrell. He sees an open lane to the left, pushes it in, and he's going to get it to fall, and the Aggies have scored the last 9 points. They were down 12-4. Now they've got a 13-12 lead. Everything was falling for Lincoln. And right last few minutes, they can't even get good shot opportunities. Can't even find the rim. And what a pass there to Spear. Fantastic pass from Corbin Patterson.
That was a beautiful pass. He's known for throwing those type of passes to Josh Spear under the basket. Those two have a great connection.
Now Paul Moore. Ball's going to get away from him. Loose ball falls to Bell, and Bell's going to be fouled as he goes up with it. Roberson swiped him
Good foul from Jordan Roberson there, man. A little bit of a size disadvantage between Jordan Roberson.
Just right. A tad bit. He almost stole that ball away, though, and would have had another fast break opportunity for the Aggies as multiple Lincoln players had already hit the deck. First free throw from Bell. Off the mark.
Now checking in for Lincoln will be number 11, Hudson Mays. Also number 32, that is Chance Cole.
Nice visiting support here for Lincoln. And, of course, the Sylacauga fans here as well behind us. Not the same environment as the Ben Russell games.
I don't think anything gets close to that. Maybe Childersburg, but that's about it. That environment was something else.
That was incredible. Second free throw from Bell misses well, and then Spear with good position draws an over-the-back foul on Jamichael Ellis.
That's his first personal foul. It'll be the second team foul.
Inbound, Franklin finds Roberson, back to Franklin. And they find the wide open guy on the right, and Harrell. Harrell goes right to left, stops, jumps. That's a tough shot over Bell. Probably got a piece of it, another block for him.
Yeah, not the best looking shot from Gabe Harrell there. If you're him, you want to pull that out and get off and set up, not take it up over number 23. Not a great idea.
Hudson Mann's number 11 in the game for the first time. He's got the ball right now. Running off a cut, and he's going to try to make a long-range two jump stop, but Bell gets the rebound, and then going back up with it, he's fouled again. And Bell is a tough assignment down low on both ends of the court.
Well, if you're on the defensive end for Sylacauga, you got to put a rear end on him and box him out. They're just letting him free range down there, getting everything. Josh Beer, the big man in the game right now, has got to box him out and let somebody else get the rebound, clear him out of the paint. They're not doing that at all. They're just letting him get the rebound and put it back up.
And Bell's not making them pay for that as he's missed three straight free throws. Score remains 15-12 in favor of Sylacauga. And Bell does make one out of four. Cuts the score to two. 15-13. Long pass. Franklin able to keep it in. Then he finds Harrell, makes a one-handed catch. Looks like we're out on the football field right now. What a play there from Franklin to not quit on the ball. And a fantastic one-handed grab by Harrell and finish. And that's going to be a charge there. Spear was statuesque in the paint. And you cannot run over a statue in basketball. I believe that's against the rules. So foul on Bell. Good job by Spear.
Looks like the Statue of Liberty down there. He was just posted up for about 5 years.
Yeah, France delivered him right to Nichols Lawson Middle School to stand in the middle of the court. 48.1 seconds remains. 17-13 Sylacauga trying to break the press here. Corbin Patterson to Franklin to Harrell. Harrell to Spear. Spear back to Franklin. Franklin for three. And Franklin's going to want that one back. Going to go out of play. Off of no one. Going to be Lincoln ball.
Good idea. Just poor execution air ball on that three-pointer from C.J. Franklin.
Had too long to think about it. That was a good catch there from number 32. And he tries to drive inside, and it doesn't work out. Spear steals it up to Patterson. Patterson stops, pump fakes, and then lays it in for two.
Get patience for Corbin Patterson getting the big man a jump and just having that free layup.
Kelly to Ellis. And Ellis is going to be fouled on a reach in from Patterson.
Foul will be white. Number two, that'll be his second personal foul.
It's only the fourth foul. So not going to the line just yet, thankfully for the Aggies. Wouldn't want to give Lincoln free points right now, potentially. Turner inbounds it to Ellis. Ellis drives and tries a circus shot. Doesn't go. Now a wide open three from Patterson. He passes it up, tries to drive, can't. Franklin, Spear for three to end the first period, and it's going to be a little bit off the left. That will close our first quarter. The score, 19-13 in favor of Sylacauga. We'll take a quick break and come right back with more varsity boys basketball action here on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Ever gone into a big chain store and asked an associate where an item is located? And they say, wait a minute, I'll look it up and see. Well, at Van Zandt Hardware, you don't have to worry about someone looking at a handheld computer to find something. They know where it is and how to help you. Serving the Coosa Valley now for 50 years, Van Zandt Hardware will not sell you an item that you don't need. Van Zandt Hardware on Highway 280 in Sylacauga.
Your safety on the road starts with a well-maintained car, and Wright Tire and Service in Sylacauga is here to help. Regular oil changes, tire rotation and balance, fluid checks, and even new windshield wipers keep your vehicle in top shape. Need new tires? They've got you covered, because a safe car means peace of mind for every journey. Get it done the right way at Wright Tire and Service in Sylacauga. Call 256-245-7778 or stop by Wright Tire and Service today.
This is Sylacauga Superintendent Dr. Michelle Eller, and this is the Aggie Sports Network, the official broadcast partner of Sylacauga Athletics.
Second period underway here between Sylacauga and Lincoln. Lincoln with the ball first and almost a steal from C.J. Franklin. Kelly able to keep it. Now Palmore. Palmore drives, loses the handle, and Crow going to come up with it. Quick pass up to Whetstone. Tristan sees nobody. He'll go back to Franklin. Now over to Spear on the right. Spear fakes a pass, then drives. Pulls it back out to O'Neill. Jump throw, pass, and they swing it around to the left to Aiden Crow, and it's short. Rebound number 13. It's Tellis Swain for Lincoln. He gets it to his point guard, Kelly. Kelly goes from right to left. Going to take a three from the top of the key, and it hits back iron. Comes out to Palmore, offensive rebound. Palmore finds Swain, doesn't opt to shoot the three, long range two, doesn't hit it.
Big no-no there from Eric O'Neill, leaving his feet that high to get to try to get a block and doesn't get it.
And Spear just pushes all the way down the court and draws a foul. Going straight to the bucket. That's the first time I've seen somebody go in and get a positive result against Bell.
Yeah, bit of a tough task to get that over Bell, but Josh Beer, physical, throws his body into him and gets the foul. That's what you got to do when you're playing the bigger defender. Either you pump fake him, get him up in the air, or you go into their chest and be physical with them. And Josh Beer chose the latter and got rewarded.
And he's rewarding the Aggies and the fans with another bucket here from the free throw line. 20-13, the Aggies tacking on to their advantage. Chance to make it an 8-point lead. Second free throw from Swain is short. Rebound Keaton Fields. This is first time in the game to start the second period. Palmore bringing it up. Palmore looks for a cutting Swain inside. Instead passes it to Kelly, who's playing off the ball now. That ball not able to be handled by Turner. Crow's got it. He tries to pass it to Spear, but Palmore was looking back for the pass and knocked it out of bounds. It'll stay with the Aggies.
And back on the floor for Lincoln will be number zero, Jamiah Ellis.
O'Neill inbounds to Franklin. Franklin picks up his dribble. Bounce pass to Spears. Back to Franklin. Franklin finds a wide open Aiden Crow. Perfect pass. They fell asleep defensively there, Lincoln, and it results in an easy 2-point bucket under the net. I mean, that's what, if you had to ask Aiden Crow what he would like to do all game, that'd be the answer right there.
There wasn't anybody with a country mile with Aiden Crow. That was something.
He's just hanging around down there. Now he's got to defend Turner. Tries a tough layup, can't get it to fall. Spear. That's a great job by Spear in the air, turns around and finds Tristan Whetstone coming to the basket in transition. That's why you run the floor as big men right there. It pays off for the Aggies, and we'll take a break here. The Aggies, their first double-digit lead of the game, 24-13, 5:48 remaining in the second period. Stay with us on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Champions don't stay down for long. When injury knocks you down, let Donahue Physical Therapy help you make a triumphant comeback. Hey, it's Ben Donahue. Our team of skilled therapists knows what it takes to get you back on your feet faster and stronger. From minor setbacks to major challenges, we've got the expertise to guide you through. Donahue Physical Therapy, where comebacks happen. Get back to the action faster with Donahue Physical Therapy.
Lincoln with the ball. Back to action here from Nicholas Lawson. That's going to be a kickball on C.J. Franklin. Not a, I think it was an inadvertent kickball. I don't think he knew much about it, but we'll stay with Lincoln here. Turner will inbound. The Aggies up 24-13. Lincoln had a 12-4 lead at one point, and since then, the Aggies have outscored Lincoln 20-1.
What Silicaga figured out is that Kelly is the only really threat scoring the ball off the dribble, and they put the best defender on him, and C.J. Franklin, he's done nothing since.
Absolutely nothing. They've even taken him off the ball to try to deal with it, and they cannot figure out how to get buckets right now. Now they're having to inbound from the corner on the opposite side of the court against this Aggie pressure. It's going to be tough. They get it to Kelly. Now back to Ellis. Looks like he traveled. Gets away with one. Now Kelly bringing it up the court. Guarded by Franklin, like you said. Nowhere to go, so he goes to Turner. No, excuse me, Ellis. Palmore can't handle it. Rolling around for the ball, Palmore and Crow. He does get the ball back and passes it to wide-open Turner, who can't lay it in. Ellis gets it, and he puts it in, though. And that was just all effort that resulted in 2 points for Lincoln. The Aggies go quick in transition, and I was changing the score, and by the time I looked up, O'Neal had the ball in the paint trying to lay it up. I mean, it's just so fast right now, and that's exactly how Coach Jones wants to play.
Exactly how he wants to play, but he's a little agitated right now with Josh Speer because he didn't put his hand up to contest that easy layup that they just made. So the defense in the paint has not been up to par for Coach Jones right now, and he's letting them know.
First free throw from O'Neal, short. Now the second one, and that one is good. Aggies back with a double-digit advantage. 25-15 is Ellis with the ball now, guarded by Roberson. The Aggies in their white Marble City jerseys with red letters and black trim, I believe. I'm colorblind. I think that's what it is, though. Has a great shot from Kelly. They finally do get him an opportunity for an open shot, and he takes advantage of it, 25-17. Long court, cross court pass. Finds Roberson. He goes to Crow, back to Roberson. Roberson, great pass to Speer, but somehow that one doesn't fall. And I don't know how Speer got the ball back without going out of bounds, but he does. He passes it over to Franklin on the left baseline. Now a long-range pass to O'Neal. Roberson thinks about the shot, and he traveled.
Thought too much about that shot. Just take the jump shot there. Thought about it too much, turned the ball over.
Now back on the floor for the Aggies will be number three, Dave Kerr.
Lincoln will inbound here with Ellis. They do find a pass to Kelly. He's guarded by Harrell. And Kelly tries to put that one in, but it's off. Crow with a rebound. Over to Harrell. He'll bring it up the court. Quickly to Speer on the left. Franklin back to Speer. Speer dribbles in. Over to Crow. Right baseline jumper for Franklin. And he gets a kind bounce off the front iron, off the backboard, and in. The Aggies back up 10. Kelly to Turner, and Turner not aware of the presence of Eric O'Neal, who's going to go into the lane and finish.
Eric O'Neal is doing everything right now for Silicaga. Five steals, five rebounds, double-digit points already. He wants the star physical therapy player of the game. He wants it.
He must have a vendetta against Lincoln. We'll have to find out if Eric O'Neal doesn't like Lincoln. He's playing really hard right now. He's got an opportunity for a traditional three-point play, and he's focused. He's locked in. He's ready to go. 30-17 after he makes that one. That barely even touched the net as it went through. Substitutions here. We got Kenson Threet in the game. We got think Deshaun Spears in the game, or Deshaun Sparks in the game. Malik Sparks. And O'Neal took a shot to the mouth. I feel like an elbow caught him from the cutting driver. They got no call. There was no offensive foul, no defensive foul. Paul Moore guarded by Sparks. And Franklin's going to keep that ball in bounds. Great steal, great effort. Hits the deck. Tries to find three. Can't get it to him. Lincoln will reset again. Here's Kelly, guarded by Franklin. Screen for him. He goes behind the back, back to his right. And that's pretty good defense there. I don't know. What do you think about that when they call a foul on Crow as he contested? I thought he went straight up.
Well, the Cardinals sent the big man contesting somebody going for a layup is leaving your feet. And Aiden Crow left his feet right there. And then at the very end, reached down for the basketball. And that's another cardinal sin if you're contesting a layup, is reaching down to hit that basketball and not doing it effectively. Aiden Crow.
Two strikes and you're out, right?
Yeah, two strikes and you're out. Not baseball and you get three, unfortunately, for Aiden Crow.
First free throw from Kelly's good. Second incoming for Kelly. And he is definitely the talisman for this Lincoln squad. And offense rides on him. Good scouting report by David McCurley. Here's Sparks to Franklin. Back to Sparks. Crow. That one bounced off of Lincoln's hand. This is a passing clinic right now from the Aggies. Trying to find an open shot. Franklin's going to take a really deep one. That's Steph Curry range right there from three, 33-19.
If he would have missed that, I'm fairly certain Coach Jones might have come unglued because they did not get the paint touch he wanted, but C.J. Franklin made it.
That's a no-no-no-no-yes shot right there if I've ever seen one, but I'll take it all day long. Here's Kelly to try to answer from three, but that one hard off the back iron. Bell gets the rebound, tries to drive inside. Threet's going to knock it away, and he's going to get fouled going for the ball. As Tellis Swain pushed him in the back.
Great effort from Kenson Threet right there, diving after that loose ball. That's Aggie basketball under Coach Joel Jones. The hard hat under Nate Oates. Joel Jones might need to find something like the hard hat for his style of basketball.
Hard Aggie pitchfork. O'Neal back to Franklin. He's going to take this three if they don't cover him. He passes up on it to Crow. Right baseline. Fortuna's good. 35-19.
Passed up a good shot for a great shot for Aiden Crow. Hadn't been hitting the three ball well thus far, and he steps in, takes that mid-range, gets comfortable, and hits it.
It's another kickball right now, but it's really tough for Kelly. He wants to be a scoring guard for this Lincoln squad. And C.J. Franklin in most of these offensive possessions is just shutting them down. Trey Wright in the game for the Aggies as Tellis Swain inbounds it to Paul Moore. There's Paul Moore. Tries to dribble his right, now changes his left, guarded by Sparks. Paul Moore over to Bell. Bell tries to drive, loses his footing, and slips, and it's going to end up in the hands of Trey Wright. Here's Franklin. Open three from the corner. That one's missed by Chris Roberson. Ends up with Lincoln. Here's Kelly. Left side. Crossover to his left. Loses the handle. Gets it back. Bounce pass inside to Bell. Guarded by Trey Wright. And Wright's going to foul him as he tries to go in with a hook shot.
Once again, the Aggie big man gets caught with their hand in the cookie jar trying to reach for that basketball. If you're Trey Wright there, just stick your hands up in the air, get physical with him, and if he makes it over, he makes it over you. Just stick your hands up against that taller offensive player and pray you don't go in.
Well, the Aggies are happy to send Bell to the free throw line right now, though, because the easy two is a lot worse than right now. Bell's circumstances at the free throw line not looking good for him. He's missed more than he's taken, practically. That's even possible. He does make the second one, 35-20. Lincoln trailing by 15. The Aggies could hold until the end of the half if Lincoln allows them to. Sparks tries to pass it to three. It gets away, but three corrals it. Back to Sparks. Chris Roberson passes up the three from the right baseline. Now back to Franklin. Franklin, like a hand check there. Franklin gets by his man, passes it to a wide open Sparks in the corner. Misses the shot, but the rebound by Chris Roberson and put back is good. The Aggies up 17.
The backups come in and pick up right where the starters left off, battling on the rebounds.
Kelly drives inside, misses the shot, and that's going to end the half unless a crazy shot's made by Trey Wright. He tried the three-quarters court shot and can't hit it. The Aggies hit halftime with a 37-20 lead here at Nichols Lawson. We'll see if they can keep it rolling and see if the full sweep happens for the Aggies tonight over Lincoln. We'll come back with the second half, and before that, the Star Physical Therapy halftime show here in just a moment.
Marble City Urology is now open at Coosa Valley Medical Center. Led by Dr. Lansing C. Patterson, they specialize in prostate health, kidney stones, and other urological needs. Located in Sylacauga, their expert team is dedicated to providing personalized, compassionate care close to home. Schedule your appointment today by calling 256-401-4000. Take charge of your health with Dr. Patterson and the specialist at Marble City Urology, your trusted care partners. Visit cvhealth.net for more details.
Let your heavy comforters and curtains ruin your washing machine. Let Rudd's Laundromat do it for you with their industrial-sized machines for washing and drying, located in Sylacauga.
Experience Alabama like never before with Sarah Automotive, located in Sylacauga. With over 40 years of trusted service, Sarah provides one of the largest selections of new and pre-owned vehicles in the state. Enjoy peace of mind with the Sarah Promise, ensuring you always get Sarah's best deal, a 72-hour exchange policy, a straightforward trade-in process, and Sarah's unmatched service commitment. Discover the beauty of Alabama in a vehicle that's perfect for you. Sarah Automotive, proud supporters of Sylacauga High School Athletics.
At La Piñata Mexican Grill, Wednesdays feature Crazy Pollo for only $10.99. La Piñata, on Highway 280, just off the bridge in Childersburg. Online at piñatamexicangrill.com.
At Central Alabama Community College, we believe success starts with having the right opportunities. That's why our motto, Central to You, Central to Your Success, is more than just words. It's a commitment to your future. Envision your dreams turning into reality with our diverse programs and supportive learning environment. Transform your ambitions into achievement. Enroll at Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to register and start your journey today. Central Alabama Community College, proud supporters of Sylacauga High School Athletics.
This is the Star Physical Therapy Halftime Show. Star Physical Therapy, where you don't have to be a star to be treated like one.
Your halftime score here from Nichols Lawson, the Sylacauga Aggies 37, the Lincoln Golden Bears 20. Michael Giddens and Alex Bauman bringing you the call here in the final game of the night. It's been a very good night for Sylacauga. The girls winning 67-34 before this game. Hayden Epperson called that one with me, and here at halftime, Lincoln, just like the girls, the boys started out pretty well. I mean, it was 12-4 Lincoln at one point in the first period, but the Aggies finish the first half on a 33-8 run. Pretty good stuff. What caused the change in the game?
Sylacauga stopped turning the basketball over. As we saw early in the first quarter, they were just getting really careless with the basketball. It looked like they had just come off Christmas break. And Joel Jones got up into them, told them to take care of the basketball. They did that on the fast break.
turn that into points. You had Eric O'Neill getting steals, C.J. Franklin, Josh Spear. I mean, everybody was getting steals, forcing turnovers, and turning those into some quick baskets. That was the difference and led to the Sylacauga a run that they took in that first half.
Yeah, and you mentioned one guy just then in particular that had a stellar first half. Even when the Aggies were down, he was not quitting, and then he was the reason, the catalyst for the turnaround. Eric O'Neill, talk about more in depth his performance in the first half.
Eric O'Neill, he's got 14 points, 5 rebounds, and 5 steals. So he's well on his way to getting a triple-double if he really tried.
A triple-double. I mean, he's already got 1 point in the points column. He's got that taken care of. Just 5 more rebounds and 5 more steals. And who knows, maybe he starts throwing some assists in there as well. I feel like some of his passes should have been assists in the end. But it has just been a fantastic turnaround here after the 12-4 deficit to start the game. The Aggies have been rolling, and we will catch up with them here in a little under 5 minutes as they start. But I don't know if you've seen – I know you're a big NBA guy. I know you that is your thing, Alex.
It is.
Alex is a Hawks fan. Hawks are doing all right. They're doing pretty good. What are they, fourth or fifth in the East right now?
I think they're seventh. They're in the play-in right now.
They fell down since I – see, I don't keep up with it every day like you do. I check in every now and then, but the last I saw, they were fourth or fifth, so they fell down a little bit. But I don't know if you saw the news that came out earlier in the NBA world. It's probably the biggest news in sports right now, if you hadn't seen it. The Heat have suspended Jimmy Butler.
Well, he told Pat Riley a couple weeks ago he wanted to get traded, and he played through it, but the comments he made a couple of nights ago.
What comments did he make?
He lost his love for basketball. It was along those lines, I'm paraphrasing, but he had lost his love for basketball. He wants it back, and his agents have made it clear to Pat Riley and the Heat that he wants to be traded. And Pat Riley told him a couple of days ago when he made that request, he's not trading him.
You know, Miami, they had the big three or whatever back in the day, and they've got a team that's made the NBA Finals with Jimmy Butler, but I know their fan support is just not there. It's never there. I mean, they had NBA Finals games with LeBron James and Dwayne Wade where there were tickets available the day of. How is that possible? Do you think it's a case of Miami just not being a city that supports athletics very well? I feel like Jimmy Butler's the type of guy that plays for the fans.
I think it comes down to is their inability to get another star to pair along Jimmy Butler. There were rumors when Damian Lillard got traded to the Bucks that offseason that he was going to go to the Heat. He wanted to go to the Heat. Didn't end up happening because Pat Riley got a little stingy when it came to trade negotiations. And they have failed once again to get a star to pair alongside Jimmy Butler. And I think he's a little bit tired of being the star for Miami. He wants to go pair up with somebody and try to win a championship because at 35 years old, he knows his window to winning a ring is pretty close to closing.
So you're saying that Tyler Hero is not the guy to be the co-star with him. He was a pretty high draft pick back in the day when he left Kentucky.
At best, I think Tyler Hero is a third option on a championship winning team.
Yeah, unless
the first option is like a Luka or a Shea. That's like the only way he could be like a number two option.
He's just too streaky. Far too streaky. Well, all right, so with your ideas of who'd be in the market, where is a place that Butler could end up where he's on a championship caliber team immediately that would actually need a player like Butler? I mean, Butler's obviously a great player, multiple time NBA All-Star, but where would he fit in best?
The Dallas Mavericks would be an interesting fit. Luka's down for a couple months with that injury he suffered to his knee. So if they can get Jimmy Butler in there and pair him alongside Kyrie Irving in a, I don't want to say washed Klay Thompson, but a less than stellar Klay Thompson right now, that'd be a good pairing when Luka Doncic gets healthy to have four guys that can spark your offense.
Yeah, Luka went down, and he was my preseason MVP, so I don't think that's going to happen now. It's unfortunate that an injury can knock you out of most valuable player race. You can still be a pretty good player and help your team win the majority of its games even after you get hurt. But getting an injury is quite a detriment. I'm seeing a guy out here warming up for Lincoln right now that I don't know how tall he is. He hadn't seen the floor yet. I'm not quite sure who that is on our roster, but he's the tallest guy on the court. We thought Bell was the tallest guy on the court. Whoever that is warming up for Lincoln has got Bell beat by about 5 inches, probably. He might be about 6'10". That's a tall guy over there. But
Bill, like an offensive lineman, you should go do the Oklahoma drill with him, see who wins.
I'm not winning that one. I'll go in an eating contest with him, though. I might be able to hang there. But We're under a minute away. It was good to get your thoughts on Jimmy Butler. I just saw that, so I wanted to bring it up to you. I wasn't sure if you'd seen it or not yet, but they suspended him for 7 games. What's the point in, like, is that 7 games until the trade deadline? And then, like, if he hadn't been traded, whatever, you're still with us? Is that what they've done?
I think it's just to keep him away from the team, but also prevent themselves from having to pay his contract, because he's not getting paid in that 7-game suspension. So it's a way for them to not have to pay Jimmy Butler while they're trying to find a trade partner, which I would assume they're going to have to find before the trade deadline.
Yeah, they got to find something for him, because you don't want a guy that doesn't love basketball playing basketball for you. That seems like a bad thing. I mean, I know it's a professional sport, so they're professionals. They got to follow through with a contract, but you still want a guy out there that's got passion for what he's doing. We got passion here. The Aggies have had a lot of passion. Coach Jones has a lot of passion for these Aggies, and seeing them in his first year, 13-2, well on their way to a 14-2 record if they can hold off Lincoln here in the second half. They currently lead by 17 as we are about to begin the third period here from Nichols Lawson. C.J. Franklin gets the inbound. He passes it over to Patterson. Picks up his dribble. Now back to Franklin. Franklin going from right to left. Gets a pick set by Crow. Now we'll pull up and off the backboard and in for two. And it's a perfect start to the second half.
Tough shot, but good execution from C.J. Franklin on that layup.
This ball gets away from Bell into Kelly's hands. He pulls up, and that ball bounces off the rim twice, then falls into Bell's hands, and he's going to go up with it. And he's fouled by Crow.
Once again, they failed to locate the biggest man on the court in Bell, and they made him pay.
And while we wait for these free throws to come in, we're going to take a quick break here. Station identification here on Mix 106.5.
Mix 106.5 is WSGN HD2 Stuartville, Sylacauga, Childersburg, home of the Sylacauga Aggies on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Amari Bell's going to want us to take station identification more. He hit a free throw during it. He misses the second one when we come back. 39-21. Aggies with an 18-point advantage, and Bell's going to block that free throw, or that three-point attempt from Roberson. Palmore ends up with the rebound up to Ellis. Underhand pass. That was an interesting technique. Ellis trying to find Turner there. Not a bad idea, but just poor execution.
Definitely was. I don't know what he was looking at there.
I mean, typically I just try a bounce pass there, but he was trying to get it in quicker than I guess his bounce pass was capable of. Eric O'Neill going to drive here. And over Bell, and that's impressive. And you see a little bit of a flex there from O'Neill as he was able to finish past Bell for two, make this a 20-point lead for the Aggies. Crow with the rejection on Ellis. Now Palmore inside, and Palmore gets it to go. Crafty play there over Crow. Get that two to fall. Kelly tries to steal the ball away from Franklin. He's going to go out of play and stay with the Aggies.
But that initial defense from Aiden Crow was really good. Didn't leave his feet, contested the shot, got the block. But then, once again, didn't locate a man to box out, and they got the rebound and put it right back up. Sylacauga has really struggled finding a man to box out and letting easy rebounds for Lincoln.
High arcing pass from O'Neill to Franklin on the inbound. Now Franklin will go back to O'Neill. O'Neill, the guy with a hot hand, keep going to him. And he can't be stopped right now. He once again finishes past Bell. Aggies back up by 20.
I mean, you would think Bell was a ghost the way C.J. Franklin's finishing over him.
I don't know how in the world Kelly managed to get through that press. He does, but then it looked like he decided right before that he wanted to try to dunk it. And then in the air he realized, never mind. So that does not go down for Kelly, and it's going to be Aggie ball up 43-23.
I don't think anybody's jumping with Eric O'Neill. He's got some insane vertical. I would like to see what his vertical measures out at.
I'm going to guess at least 36 inches, if not more. And that time Patterson drives in. He's going to be fouled on the way. Palmore's second foul of the game. First foul for Lincoln.
That's going to bring Patterson to the line for the Aggies.
Right now, Sylacauga is making it an imperative point to attack Bell in the paint, and they're making him pay right now. Made a couple tough layups and then got a foul on Corbin Patterson.
Coach Jones maybe with a little bit of a challenge to his team in the locker room, saying, hey, he's kind of won the battle down low in the first half. Let's change that that picture here in the second. So far, especially Eric O'Neill doing fantastically down low. Second free throw from Patterson. It's good. The Aggies up 44-23. Kelly passes it inside with a bounce. Going to end up with Ellis. Swings it all the way to Palmore here on the left side. Three is short. Rebound Crow. Now Roberson quickly up the court on the right side. Driving inside, and this time Bell does win the battle inside. But you're right. This is not the long threes that were being taken in the first half. It is attack, attack, attack inside.
They're definitely not scared of Bell. If they were in the first half, they're not now. Joel Jones told him something in that locker room to not make him scared anymore.
Ball's going to make it to O'Neill here just in front of the half-court line. Fakes like he's going to go left, then comes inside, and he lays it in. He is hanging in the air for what feels like an infinity. He just goes up and then just floats around defenders.
He was in the air there for like 6 seconds, it felt like. He levitates.
And the press is going to cause a turnover here. Roberson going forward, tries to go behind the back, does find O'Neill. Now a kick out. Patterson, three, left wing, short. Crow gets the rebound on no box out attempt at all by Kelly. That's going to hurt in the film study there, because Kelly could have just put a body on him and it was going to fall right in his lap, and he didn't.
It's almost like the same thing that's happened to Sylacauga right now, is they're not putting bodies on people rebounding on the offensive end.
Slick pass there by Kelly. And he found Chance Cole, but Cole couldn't finish at the hoop. 48-23, and Sylacauga with the ball back. Roberson thinks about a three, now driving. Tries to finish, can't. Bell gets the rebound. Here comes Bell straight down the court. Tries to spin with the ball, gets it back. He's going to be fouled as he goes up with it by C.J. Franklin.
I mean, I guess that's a good foul considering Bell's reputation at the line. But if you're C.J. Franklin there, don't reach. Just let Aiden Crow play the defense. He had great position on Bell. But the way his track record's been at the free throw line, I mean, he might miss both. He might make one. More likely he's missing at least one.
Maybe. But maybe the defensive strategy is hack a Bell. Kind of like hack a Shaq. He drained that free throw, though. Made me eat some crow really quickly. That was his best looking free throw of the game. Second one up and good, and never mind. Don't do hack a Bell. Don't do it. Play good defense like Alex suggested. Don't listen to me. 48-25. Three. Nope. O'Neill passes up, goes to Franklin. A Roberson, great ball movement, and just off. But good position by O'Neill, and he's going to put it in. My goodness. Eric O'Neill. Somebody showed up and wanted to play some basketball tonight.
Already up to 10 second half points, 24 points total right now for Eric O'Neill.
Lincoln's got 25 points, and Eric O'Neill has 24 points. The Aggies in general, in total, at 50. Doubled the advantage here as Aggies turned over Lincoln and tried to get a shot. I guess it was called on the floor. Layup was good, but the foul happened before the shot attempt. So the Aggies will inbound here. 3:38 remaining in the third period. Roberson to Spear. Spear just going to walk it back. Picks his dribble up, now looking for some help. He goes to Franklin. Franklin kicks it left. Baseline to O'Neill. Now O'Neill top of the key to Patterson. Patterson thinks about trying to drive, pulls it back out. Now inside to Spear. Spear turns around, jumper misses, follows his own shot. Gets the rebound, but he stepped or dribbled on the out-of-bounds line on the baseline, and it's going to be a turnover. It'll go back to the Golden Bears.
Didn't end up in points right there, but there has been some outstanding ball movement from the Sylacauga offense the past few possessions. Continue that. Even though you're up 25 points, something to build off of is how great your offense is moving and passing the ball.
And that's going to be how to play off of, I think, Josh Spear last tipped it, but those hands are staying high in the defensive possession. Back-to-back tips on pass attempts. want the steal, but you're going to be okay with that. Here's Kelly on the right. And look at that. Good job by Roberson right in the grill of Kelly. He has to pass it to Palmore. Palmore, no look pass to Bell. Bell now to Cole. Back to Bell. Bell working against Spear. And nothing but nothing on the shot. Rebound O'Neal to Patterson. O'Neal able to keep it alive to Franklin for a three, and it's good. 53-25. Silicaga's rolling right now.
Once again, a good pass from the Silicaga Aggies right there. It's like there's Steve Nash on the court, all five of them.
And that's a steal, but then Palmore, who turned it over, gets it right back, pushes inside, and he's going to get a foul called on Roberson. Palmore driving in. He was under control, but you could tell he was coming with a head full of steam. Coaches wanting Roberson to take the charge. He was in great position, but just didn't. Stepped aside, but still made body contact, and that's going to be a blocking foul. First free throw is good from Palmore.
Number three, Gabe Harrell. Number 15, Lee Sparks.
Here's the second free throw from Palmore. And it's nothing but net. Palmore's got those double ankle bands on. Don't know if I've seen that look too much. Must have a lot of sweat. You got to do what you got to do to deal with the sweat in basketball. You don't want sweat all over your body. Harrell, nice fake pass, then drives to his left. Spear pulls it back out. And now Harrell will take the three, and it's front. Spear gets the offensive rebound. That shot's blocked. And the Aggies cannot be denied on the offensive boards. 55-27.
Josh Spear and Eric O'Neal definitely won't be denied on the boards, and that's the people down there battling right now for the Aggies.
Long three attempt from Kelly. Can't get it. Swain coming in hard for the offensive rebound, but can't manage to grab it. It's Patterson. Patterson. Three for Sparks. Franklin gets the rebound. Back to Sparks. He might do it again. He will. Misses that one. Spear gets the rebound. Back out to Harrell. Now O'Neal. O'Neal will drive inside. And what a pass by O'Neal. Behind the back in the air to Spear, but Spear couldn't finish. And now Kelly will go to the other end in transition and get one. What has gotten into Eric O'Neal tonight? Here's Harrell coming in. He challenges Bell, and that's going to be a foul in the air on Bell. Send Harrell to the line for two.
This is Eric O'Neal's legacy game, I guess, man. The way he's playing right now, I've never seen him play like this before all season.
Like I said, he must have a vendetta with Lincoln. First free throw from Harrell's no good.
And back on the court for Lincoln will be number two. And for the Aggies, it'll be number 11.
O'Neal going to get a well-deserved rest here to end the third period. And Chris Roberson now in the game for the Aggies, along with Kinson Threet. Well, with Harrell and Franklin and Sparks. Second free throw, good for Harrell. 56-29, Aggies lead by 27. Last 40 seconds of the third period. That's an open three look from Kelly. And then a pass doesn't go in favor of the Aggies. Sparks hits the deck and gets the ball back for the Aggies. Franklin pushing inside. Three for Harrell from the left wing is good. 59-29. Hudson Manns with the ball now. Javonte Whiteside tries to cut. And that's going to be a travel on number 13, Tellus Swain. Been a good juke move on the football field.
Unfortunately for him, we're not playing football.
Yeah, you got to dribble. 5 seconds remains. Here's Franklin. See what he can do to end the half. He's going to step back three. Good.
That was a beauty.
The way the Aggies are playing right now, they are a 13-2 team that is 8 minutes away from 14-2. 62-29, 8 minutes remain in this ball game. We'll begin the fourth period when we come right back on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Do you have scrap metal piling up? Get paid at Coosa Valley Recycling. Serving the Birmingham area and Highway 280 corridor in Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Recycling is your top choice for scrap metal recycling. Whether it's old appliances, car parts, or any other metal items, Coosa Valley Recycling offers great rates and fast, easy service. Recycling with Coosa Valley Recycling not only puts your money back in your pocket, but it also protects the environment. Don't let your scrap metal go to waste. Bring it to Coosa Valley Recycling today. Call 256-245 4300.
This is Sylacauga baseball coach Jay Brewers, and you're listening to the Aggie Sports Network, the official broadcast partner of Sylacauga Athletics.
Start the fourth period here. Lincoln with possession and a three made here. Number 24, that's Dwayne Blackman. In his first points of the contest and putting Lincoln back within 30, 62-32. Here's Harrell on the cut, and for the first time tonight, we see number 50 out there. That's Jamarcus Hines. And he immediately commits a foul. I mean, you can have a lot of height and size in basketball, but you still got to, you know, not do that if you want to see the court more.
That is a large individual right there.
Yeah, I don't know his measurements, but that is a formula for success normally on the court. Harrell makes the first, misses the second one. Aggies get the rebound, and three will go up with it. Three-point possession. And three helps make it three. 65-32. Long three off the backboard and the rim and no good. And now Blackman fighting for it. Now the Aggies have it. Here's Harrell up the top. Lay-in's good.
A little bit reminiscent of the girls' game right there, huh?
It is quick transitions. It is teleportation. And I know both Coach Victor Smith and Coach Joel Jones going to be happy with how this team's played tonight. And hey, there you go. Jamarcus Hines. They get the ball to him inside, and he finishes and one.
Not really sure what else Sylacauga could have done there.
I mean, he could have done like an old. I think about an old movie where the kids are kind of stacked up on top of each other, and you got the big overcoat where the kids are trying to get into an adult establishment. That's the only way you can defend that. Can't make the 3-point attempt on the play. Traditional three, and rebound for Trey Wright, and the Aggies now have it, 67-34. This was the score of the girls' game final. Aggies trying to put more on the board here with a three from Sparks. Can't get it. And Hines with the rebound. Here comes Lincoln in transition. Spin move. Goes up with it. That was Keaton Fields, and that was a nice spin move, and he got fouled. He'll go to the line and shoot two. Got a running clock here in the fourth period. So Lincoln would have to do something remarkable to bring this one back with time ticking off the clock and down 33. First free throw from Fields is good. Second one good as well. Harrell. Defended by Blackman. Now hands off to three. Nice cut there for Chris Roberson.
I don't think that's going to work.
Jamarcus Hines. I'm not quite sure why he didn't play until the fourth period. So far he's come in, made a contested shot, and gotten rebounds and played good defense right there.
It's like running into a brick wall, and nothing's going over that or through it.
He just blocked a shot without leaving his feet. Here's a three attempt. Miss, and Fields gets the rebound. Here comes Lincoln. Now Hudson Mans working on the right, dribbles to his left. Stops, shoots it, good. 67-38. Here's Harrell. Hand off to three. Three. Now to Sparks. Pass to Chris Roberson for three. Misses it. Rebound. Blackman. Over to Mans.
Must be little in the rim right now for Sylacauga. I mean, they haven't made any three-pointers this quarter.
And Jamarcus Hines comes in and gets a rebound and bucket without leaving his feet.
If you're Lincoln, just feed the beast down there.
I don't understand why he hasn't seen the court more tonight, but, you know.
Maybe we'll take it. Maybe next game they'll put him in the game a little bit longer.
We'll take it. Sylacauga up 27, driving in, and that time it's going to be a foul. Don't know if that was on number 50 or one of his teammates. Yeah, it was on Fields trying to contest that shot as well. But if Fields had left it alone.
It was a block.
That was a block. That was a stonewall block. And instead, Threet will get to go to the line for two here. First one's good.
Might be a good nickname for Hines right there, Stonewall. That's basically what he is down low.
Stonewall. 10-gallon ketchup bottle. Second one misses. And I think, did they call it lane violation there?
No, they call the pushing the back. Is Trey Wright trying to out-rebound Jamarcus Hines?
I couldn't see what was going on there, but I wasn't sure if it was a lane violation or a foul.
It's about all you can do if you're Trey Wright there.
Mans passes over to Fields, and Fields gets inside, and he's going to draw a foul. First free throw from Fields, no good. 2:33 remaining in the fourth period. The Sylacauga Aggies controlling this game 68 to now 41 as Lincoln and Fields makes the second free throw. Sparks, after the pass from Harrell, now to three. Three being guarded by Fields. Nice spin move, back to his right, and he makes the shot. That was a very nice isolation play there from Kinson Threet. Hudson Mann. Being guarded by Sparks. Pulls up, passes. Blackman, Hines. There's no defense right now to stop Jamarcus Hines as Griff Roberson tried. And that's no shot attempt there. Hines gets rid of it, gets the rebound. Mann's bringing it down the court. He's going to take a three. Misses. Rebound, Chris Roberson. Up to Sparks. Sparks. Dribble handoff to three. Three can't get it. The ball just kicking around down low. Ends up with Trey Wright. Ball pops out to Hudson Mann's. He's going to push the issue, go in, and drop it in for two. 70-45. There's a three from Kinson. Three. Left wide open in transition after the made bucket as we approach the last minute. Mann's jump pass over to Blackman. Skips it to the left. Now back over to the right for Fields for three. That's off. And here comes Kinson three, tries to finish against Fields, gets his own rebound and puts it back.
This might be labeled garbage time by some people, but this is the time as a bench player where you earn minutes with your head coach, and Kinson three is earning them right now the way he's playing basketball.
He absolutely is. He's been the joker to Eric O'Neill's Batman. That's a bank three from Hudson Mans as we hit the final 20 seconds of play. 75-48. And I think the Aggies are just going to let this clock run out here. Victorious for the second time this year against Lincoln. A 68-47 win earlier in the year, and this time around it's even better in favor of Sylacauga. 75-48, your final score here from Nichols Lawson. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, the Star Physical Therapy postgame show here on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Craving diverse flavors? Betty Roos Cafe at Allen Brew Markets has you covered. From the zest of Mexican dishes to the comfort of Southern classics and the sizzle of Asian stir fry, experience it all. Allen Brew Markets, a proud, locally owned family business. Now with 8 locations, fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah.
Searching for insurance that fits seamlessly into your life? Look no further than State Farm agent Albia Steers in Sylacauga. Whether it's safeguarding your car, home, or family's future, Albia and his team are here to provide customized coverage options that suit your lifestyle. With a focus on exceptional customer service and local expertise, Albia Steers ensures you're fully protected when it matters most. Experience the peace of mind that comes with a trusted local agent. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Albia Steers is there. Call or click for a quote today.
Discover adventure and team building opportunities at Majestic Caverns. Explore on a field trip, an overnight in the cave, or an underground classroom. Come watch an amazing show with fire jugglers and challenge the lion and phoenix tribes in games and quests. It's the perfect new family tradition filled with fun for all ages in Childersburg, Alabama. And don't forget the food. Try our vanilla ice lattes with lavender cold foam, award-winning fudge, chicken and waffles, and warm pretzels. Visit MajesticCaverns.com for more info. It's the adventure of a lifetime. Proud supporters of Sylacauga High School Athletics.
For expert auto repair and award-winning service, trust Mullins Paint and Body in Sylacauga. Voted Best Auto Repair Shop in the Best of the Coosa Valley Awards. Call 256-626-2963.
Gear up for deer hunting with Oak Grove Feed and Tack. They have what you need to make sure you bring trophies home this season. Voted Best of the Coosa Valley. Oak Grove Feed and Tack on Highway 280.
This is the Star Physical Therapy post-game show. Star Physical Therapy, where you don't have to be a star to be treated like one.
The final score for the Sylacauga boys basketball team here tonight, 75-48 over the visiting Lincoln Golden Bears. Michael Giddens and Alex Bauman here on the call. And Alex, we saw quite a dominating performance, both for the boys and the girls tonight, but it was after the first periods. The first periods for both squads were tightly contested, Lincoln making shots early. I mean, in this boys' game, Lincoln had a 12-4 lead. What changed?
Well, Sylacauga kept the basketball. They stopped turning it over, and they turned Lincoln over multiple times throughout this game. Lincoln ended up having 19 turnovers compared to Sylacauga's 8. So they really turned Lincoln over in that after that first quarter and were able to do it effectively, similar to what the girls did in that first game.
And there were a couple of key contributors to that turnaround, but none more so than our star physical therapy player of the game. We christened him before the game was even over, and I don't think anything from that moment on changed our opinions.
Nope. Eric O'Neill finished with 22 points. Correcting my 24 points from earlier, actually was 22, 8 rebounds, an assist, and then 5 steals. Unfortunately, fell 2 rebounds short of a double-double, but Eric O'Neill, nonetheless, 22 points, 8 rebounds, and 5 steals. It's a pretty impressive stat line for anybody.
Yeah, if he'd played the whole fourth period, he probably does get that double-double. But, he kind of backed off. And then, you know, in that fourth period, the likes of Kinzen 3 showing up. And keeping up and keeping up the slack, or lack thereof for the Aggies. Now the Aggies move on. I believe our next game coming up here, if I'm looking at my schedule correctly, next Tuesday, right back here at Nichols Lawson School. We'll be here twice next week for big-time games. They're both area games. Clay Central here next Tuesday, Briarwood next Friday. This is, I think, the first area matchups of the entire year. So all this buildup, all the 14-2 record, the game against Carver, you know, those are important, obviously. But next week and the week after that, because I believe there's two more area games the week after that, that's your season. Everything builds up. I mean, every game matters, don't get me wrong, but everything builds up to the next 2 weeks.
The area games are the most important games of the season. But like you said, every game is important, but you got to win your area games, especially against teams like Clay Central and like Briarwood, who they play next week. You got to come up. You got to show up. I watched Briarwood play Childersburg back during Thanksgiving, and they were really good. They have a really good point guard that Sylacauga is going to have to handle, similar to what Lincoln had tonight in Kelly. And they, in the first quarter, Kelly was giving them fits until they put C.J. Franklin on them. So going into next week, two tough matchups. Can't show up in the first quarter and be sleepwalking like Sylacauga was. You got to come out at 100% and play 100% throughout the game if you're Joel Jones, Aggies.
Yeah, C.J. Franklin may be tasked with guarding some more dynamic point guards next week. We'll bring you all the action we can, some combination, some amalgamation of the two of us, Hayden Epperson, Jeremy Law. We'll all be here next week for some crucial home games here. We've turned Nichols Lawson into the temporary fortress, I believe, still yet to lose here this season. We're going to try to keep that going for the boys' squad. And also, of course, it'll be important. The girls will be playing those games as well. So we'll be looking for wins all across the board, just like we got tonight. But thank you for tuning in with us here on the Aggie Sports Network, on Facebook, on YouTube, and on the boys' game, listening on Mix 106.5. For Michael Giddens and Alex Bauman here, this has been a product of Radio Alabama Sports. The final score here from Nichols Lawson, Sylacauga 75, Lincoln 48.
You've been listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network, presented by Allen Oil Company, Coosa Valley Medical Center, and Radio Alabama Sports. Sponsored by Star Physical Therapy, Marble City Pharmacy, Wright Tire and Service, State Farm Insurance Agent Albia Steers, Majestic Caverns, Central Alabama Community College, Walker Glass, Donahue Physical Therapy, Farmers Home Furniture, Moland Paint and Body, Oak Grove Feed and Tack, Sylacauga Parks and Recreation, Coosa Valley Recycling, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Attorney Ben Robbins, Van Sant Hardware, Sarah Nissan Honda and Ford of Sylacauga, Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce, Alta Point Health, Sylacauga Health and Rehab Services, Amya, Rudd's Car Wash, Marble City Plumbing, La Pinata Mexican Grill, Ricky Deason Insurance and Investments, Merkel's Anytime Towing. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited. Thanks for listening.